This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
I won't be blowing your mind if I tell you that the tech industry's problems around the treatment of women in the workplace, whether there are any really, and if there are, how they're being treated differently, haven't gone away. This week, a high-profile case involving Ellen Pao, currently the CEO of Reddit, is being heard in court. It's about how Pao is treated by a former employer, the Big Valley VC firm Kleiner Perkins. Gigi Dubin takes a look.
Big tech companies have released numbers showing how heavily male their workforces are. Susan Duffy, executive director at the Center for Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership at Babson College, says, let's be clear.
It's a boys' club.
Babson published a study in the fall. And to give you the short version, the news isn't good. A decade ago, 10% of venture capital decision makers were women.
And now, in the United States, only 8.6% of those decision makers are women, and globally only 6%. So we're actually going in the wrong direction.
Joelle Emerson founded Paradigm, a company that works with tech firms on diversity. She says there's tons of research showing how internal biases keep women from climbing the Silicon Valley ladder.
I think in general, diversity efforts in companies and all sorts of industries have been far too disconnected from that research.
But she says companies are finally starting to realize that just because women don't look like Mark Zuckerberg doesn't mean they can't be Mark Zuckerberg. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.
By the way, Reddit, where Ellen Pao is currently the CEO, just changed its policy on adult content. Remember those nude celebrity photos and videos hacked from iCloud last year that lived on Reddit? The company is now saying that photos and videos of sexual content that are posted without the subject's permission won't be allowed.